This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Checky, checky.
Push the fucking button.
We're ready. Button is fucking pushed. All right, we're on now. Hello, Facebook Live, and hello, podcast Week in Review people. It's the Chaz and AJ Week in Review Facebook Live thingy. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Hello.
Pam's over there.
Aloha.
Phil's over there. We're watching your comments. That's what we want this to be about. Less about what we want to talk about, more about what you want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So, Phil, please just interrupt every second when a comment comes in.
All right, especially when Pam's talking.
Megan is behind the camera. Anyone watching yet?
Yes. 15. Ginger.
12:15. Ginger's watching. Hello, Ginger.
Thank you
for watching. This is not Ginger in sales, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh. Is it really?
Yep.
Shouldn't you be working, Ginger?
Ginger is an employee of the quarter, no?
Yes. Right.
She works for it.
Wait,
exactly.
She
she's entitled to have this moment of peace.
So she's a salesperson that when I see her, I try to sneak by her desk so she doesn't hear me. Because what she'll do as soon as she sees me, she'll ask me if we can have one of her clients on as a guest.
Yes.
Which, if you're
funny,
a client, you want to, we'll get to that in a second. if you're a client, you want a salesperson like that. You want a salesperson who's constantly fighting for you.
Of course.
So thank you, Ginger, for watching.
Yes.
We want the guests to be funny. There are some that are,
not funny.
You know, they're better at what they do than
right.
on the radio.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Ginger's got a vacation day, apparently.
Oh,
see that?
Right now?
Nice.
What is she doing?
We'll find she's out in a moment.
All right, so
where
Ginger has a vacation day.
So she's watching us.
And she's taking a long Mother's Day weekend. Nice.
Not is a bad move.
Is she here in the state or is she go away?
We're going to find out. So she has great kids, by the way, too.
Yeah.
I met the whole family.
They're a fun family.
It's good people.
Yes.
How many people watching now, Megan? 34.
Well, we're up to 34. It.
Hello, 34th person, whoever
Hello.
You are.
Hello.
That would be Doc McHugh.
McHugh! I miss you guys.
Doc McHugh. Mm. Now, Pam, about a month ago, I asked you to get him on the show. Did you reach out to him?
Did you ask me that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, shoot.
I said to talk about the winery.
Oh, Jack, you want to come in studio next week?
All right. That's one way to handle that.
All right, it's going to go Facebook Live on it, yes.
Yeah, so McHugh is a foot doctor. He's a really funny guy and a dear friend. And he opened this winery with his wife and I think another couple that they're very good friends with.
Hawk Ridge.
This thing is an overnight success. It's packed out. Like, you can't go there, like, after 3 o'clock in nice weather.
Really?
And, you can't. But, I mean, it's very exciting.
It's going to be busy, yeah.
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 Nice. I'm so happy for him. This guy makes making money seem easy.
It does.
You know what I mean?
He needs
like
to teach
everything
me.
He does, he's successful at.
Yes.
And you never see him, like, stressing out.
No. He needs to adopt me.
I love that guy. So,
with the older
good for
son.
Him. All right, how many people now? 38,
right,
so another
see?
Four people. So yeah. Hello, number 38. Mm-hmm. Who's 38?
By the way, yeah, McHugh says yes to coming in.
Great.
And Ginger did not yet answer where she is on vacation, so I message her directly, hopefully, that she'll answer. But yes,
okay.
Kyle from Long Island is now in.
Oh, hey, Kyle. AJ, did you have a good time today on the air?
Yes. Yes. I had a great time up until about, 8:50.
Yeah, it was about 8:50.
Mm-hmm. Close.
Yeah, Rachel Feinstein. Oh, what a great comedian she is. She was a friggin' riot.
Yeah, she was funny.
She brought up AJ's foot fetish. She goes, Sal, which one here has the foot fetish?
That was amazing.
Yeah.
You sound just like her.
I guess Nikki Glaser told her about it.
Right.
You gave her a foot rub.
Yeah.
Yep.
And she enjoyed it.
Oh, and then Mark from comics.
Right.
Told her about it.
Right. Couldn't say I was a stand-up also. No, he goes there instead.
Told her, warned her, one or the other.
It was interesting.
Warned.
She asked a couple of questions that were really, we uncovered stuff that we didn't know before.
Right. So that list
one is you prefer feet over cans.
So you probably have to check that in the podcasts.
What's that, Pam?
Somebody, I lost their name, wants to know if Meg is still single.
Philip.
Oh, this is not the right.
Well, she's not a double.
Come on. Yes,
say hello. Stop being like that.
Hi. Pam thinks you're faking that you really do want to be seen and talked to.
Yeah, I think you want to be.
Oh, I want to do my job. And have
no, you don't.
Talk.
Yeah.
Then why did you get a job where you're on air?
Here because it's too dark. And we got it, yeah.
Yeah, on the other way.
So we were getting to the story about AJ, though. The big foot bump.
Right. We're going past that now. Then check out a podcast.
Oh, it's just like, did you guys like derail this on purpose?
No. Yeah.
I feel like so alone over here. Can someone like stand next to me?
I'm right behind you.
This is on you, girl.
I have questions for you.
Oh, God.
All right.
Oh, no.
Questions. We'll answer them easily.
Okay, so
who's your daddy? What does he do?
So who? Someone, we lost their name, but they wanted to know if you're still single. Are you still single?
Philip.
Are you still single?
I am actively not looking.
That's not
a yes.
Looking.
Right. So
that's
she's,
a yes.
Right.
I mean, she's still single.
How are you actively not looking?
Because I have a dog.
You're right. Oh.
So you would just be
you
not
got
looking.
Harvey.
Actively not looking.
You got Harvey.
You know, there are people in relationships who have pets.
Yeah.
And Harvey
that
puppy.
That is true.
Well, what you say? Look, we didn't ask if you're looking and desperate. No, you're not desperate. You're not looking.
No, but my mom is desperate, though, because her antenna is going off right now in Brimfield, Massachusetts, saying, they're talking about my daughter who is single. Hopefully the right man comes along who has lots of money and health insurance. Like, that's literally what her two qualifications are. Lots of money.
Wow, you sound just like her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's, you know, it's like a person can come up to the door with a gun, with a mask on his face, and her first question would be like, instead of how much do you want, she'd be like, you single?
Yeah. Right.
Do you want to meet my daughter?
If he comes up to rob you with a gun, he probably doesn't have a lot of money.
Right, do you have health insurance?
Or maybe he does after the robbery.
But in her mom's defense,
yeah, he'll get like half a moth that's in the back of my pocket if he robs me, though, really.
But in her mom's defense and the health insurance thing, she falls down a lot.
She does.
So the answer Phil's question, Philip's question, you are still single.
Yes.
And how old are you?
30.
30. 30, single.
Mm-hmm. 30 and feeling flirty.
And feeling dirty.
All right. So now back to AJ's foot fetish.
Oh, no. We moved on since then. Right,
Megan. You don't like to be on or you like to fake like you don't like to be on.
We shouldn't ping pong. Yeah.
Pam thinks you want to be on,
totally.
but you act like you don't want to be on.
Why would you get a job in show business, baby?
I got a job in the one behind.
Why would you get a job in show business, baby? Do your fake cigarette.
Where's your cigar?
Yeah. Oh, I don't have my pen. I don't have my pen.
Why would you get a job in show business, baby?
I'm going to make you a star, kid.
Oh, my God, Pam, I love you.
You can't.
Why would you get a job in show business, baby? All right. So the foot fetish.
What about it?
Yeah. No, just... were you uncomfortable? Can I say, AJ was fucking pissed.
Yes.
When
yes.
we got off the air, he was mad at all of us. He started lashing out on the air. I'm like, ooh, we got to reel this in. So why do you get so mad about that?
So mad.
I don't know. I thought I covered everything up. You know, covered everything. You know, as far as everything went, and we kept on going further and further and further and further.
I like that squeak in the voice.
Yeah. So, so what made you mad? What point were you like, this isn't fun anymore?
It went too long. It's like, you know, you always tell me there's a break that goes too long.
Yeah.
We went to that break too long.
Was there a specific question or a comment?
I don't recall.
That you're like, you know what? Fuck these people.
No, I never said fuck these people, but I was just like, okay, enough.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, okay, we're good. Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, the last break, it was like, okay, you know, we pretty much hit it the break before. It was like that one extra break. We could have ended it early.
I was shocked that you wanted to see, you would rather see a woman's feet than her boobs.
I just told
her. You were asked.
I just told her that because we were on the air.
What, did you just get a comment on Facebook?
Yeah, Paolo Bergio, who comments all the time for Dumbass News.
He's a chief contributor to Dumbass News.
He's like an A-level contributor, says that he is watching right now from the toilet.
Oh.
Number one or number two?
Well,
probably number two,
well,
right?
It's got to be number two. Two.
Yeah,
if he's peeing and holding the thing, it's kind of messed up.
Hello. Paolo.
Hello,
nice
Paolo.
Paolo. See you and
Paolo. Virgil.
Yeah. So I was surprised by that you'd rather see feet.
I just
boobs.
Said that on the air because we were talking. I did.
No.
I just said that because we were on the air and it's funny.
You've been so honest in these podcasts that
let's just say it's a toss up.
It's
because
there are some. No, you know what?
Okay,
this is
my head talking. Mm-hmm. This is me talking.
I'm saying what you said.
You guys
on the air.
Are not me, so you guys cannot answer for me.
See, now he's pissed and he's yelling, but he's not looking at me.
No,
he's pissed at me.
No, I'm not. I can never be pissed at you. No, that's not upset.
Oh.
Upset. But yeah.
Pam, no. Is that true?
No. The honesty here is that it's a toss up. Sometimes the breasts are nicer.
Sometimes.
It's not a toss up.
Sometimes.
If you had a choice, boobs or feet, you'd go with the feet.
It depends.
That's what you said to her.
Right. That's what I told
you
her.
You didn't even have to think about it.
Oh, wait. When did guys start lying to chicks? When did this ever happen?
But why would you say that on the air?
You thought she was cute. That's why. And you got nervous
she's
around
cute.
Her. That's why. He had a little thing. She a little thing cute. For her. I mean, she's beautiful.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
And she's funny.
I was just like, holy
she's
shit.
She's like the dream girl.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
like the whole package.
Yeah. Beautiful, funny, semi-
famous and Jewish.
Famous and Jewish.
And she had already heard of AJ coming into the studio.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't get that point, but
okay.
like you had a legend.
Mm, oh, you had to live up to it.
Yes.
A lot of pressure.
And then AJ was also, he was upset with us, but he was also not happy that he didn't see her feet.
Well, yeah. I mean, after all that, you know, it's kind of like a cliffhanger. It's like, after all that, I answered all of your questions. I did everything you wanted me to, but then you left me nothing.
You left me nothing.
Oh, wow.
You left me nothing.
Yeah.
I wasn't not prepared. Everything's so, fine. Oh, my God.
So you're basically saying it was here. Like a makeout session and then just over.
Exactly, right. Yeah. Right.
Or like going to the strip club, but you can't touch. Right?
Well, that's every strip club, like, but yeah.
You know, you just
my
go pen, there.
Have you had that problem?
No, I'm just saying. I figure like, I always hear guys saying that. Yeah, why go to a strip club? You just go to the strip club and you see like naked,
it's
but
like
you can't touch.
A,
so it's like you get nothing out of it, really.
It's like eating a steak with a blue in your tongue. You know it's there, but you can't taste it.
What's
Kyle from Long Island seems to come up with a bit every week in review podcast.
Oh, dear God, now what?
What
AJ,
was it last week? Do you remember?
He wanted to do an event in Long Island. And then I think he was the one that originally suggested that we have Keith do
like pull-ups
all
or
the
something.
Yeah, all the stuff that he mentioned in one
right,
of his top
right,
five.
Right. So what's Kyle's gem this time?
Kyle's gem this time is that AJ, Nikki, and Rachel should all get mani pedis together somewhere in Connecticut.
I love that idea.
It's a great idea. It's tough to get all three of them in one state. AJ, no problem. One of them when they're touring, but the other one's going to probably be on the other side of the country.
Yeah, they don't hang.
Yeah.
Tony has a pretty funny comment. LOL, AJ had blue balls over feet.
So what's the funny part?
That whole thing was funny.
That was funny?
I mean, I laughed. And right. So did Jazz.
Can you get AJ's face here? Because this is AJ's face when he gets mad at us. This is what we see. Look at this. That's the face of AJ pissed, right? Yeah. This is... I just would love to, like, if we could have a soundtrack.
Internal monologue.
Of what he's thinking.
F you.
Yeah,
F-U,
no,
F-U.
But it's so creative and funny. I'm sure what he's saying is, like, just all the things he wants to say out loud, but just,
but
whoa.
But didn't get six loud on number yet?
Yeah, right. Because of all those reasons, you know?
He reminded me of something he said earlier this year when Dr. Dennis was in, which was, don't tell me how I'm feeling, okay, Jackass?
Right.
Okay, Jackass?
Because he kind of said that earlier in this podcast.
Yeah. Well, no.
How do you guys know what's in my head?
Doesn't that frustrate you when someone thinks they know what you're saying?
And okay,
you're like,
Jackass!
And you're trying to, and everybody's convinced, like, no, fuck you, you're not in my head.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But that's what we're saying. We wish we could be.
Yeah,
it's a dank place, but you don't want to go there. It's messed up.
Run this by Eric from Long Island and ask him what he thinks. If we did a segment where you hear like AJ's voice, like an echo, like it's inside AJ's head, what he's thinking, and you hear us talking. Right? The three of us, me,
like,
Pam, and Phil. Distantly talking about AJ and something like this, right? Yeah. Where we're talking about his feet and his foot fetish, and then you could hear what AJ's thinking as we're having this conversation.
Mm, that's funny.
Where's 10 o'clock? When does 10 o'clock
We're past it.
Yeah. No, no, I'm saying my head.
Yeah, like on the air.
Yeah. On the air.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to Long Island tomorrow, asshole. Shut up. I'll find you.
Some guy named John Kalman says, I will do the petty for you guys. What guy?
Oh, I think he meant
on the girls.
For the girls.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought
John,
for you
do,
guys like AJ.
John, will you perform a petty on AJ in exchange to do a petty on Rachel?
Guys, do not touch my feet at all.
Kevin Dacey said, AJ's thinking, your mama.
Yep.
Oh, because yesterday, yeah. He liked how I bring back your mama.
Your mama.
It's funny.
Bring a mama back.
Bring a mama back.
And speaking of mama, happy Mother's Day.
Yes.
Moms.
Yes.
Any other comments before we wrap up?
Yeah, Robin said that it would be a really scary place to go, AJ's head.
Yeah, I think it's a bit inside AJ's head.
I love that idea so much.
It's kind of a takeoff of Inside Amy Schumer, you know?
Right.
Share this if you could. We had a morning, a full staff meeting, and they were saying how successful this segment is, and you guys have been doing a great job, like sharing it and posting it and all that kind of commenting. All that stuff helps. So thank you very much for that. Have a great weekend.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. What, Megan? Tony Tagney has a Pam fetish.
So kind of like a foot fetish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hmm. Like, what is it about Pam? Or is it everything? Or
the whole thing.
It's the whole package.
The whole Pamkage.
You can't take the one whole Pamkage part out. It's just all together.
Yeah.
Like a unibody.
All right. So if he has a Pam fetish, that means he loves every part of Pam. But is there a part of Pam that he doesn't love?
I don't think so.
Like, I love every part of Pam except for...
She opens her mouth!
When she's living!
I wonder... Well, all right, so we got to ask... It's Kevin on Long Island that comes up with all these...
Kyle.
Sorry, Kyle. We got to ask him, what do we do with this thing? So we have this guy with a Pam fetish on.
Mm. Whole effing package, he says, by the way.
The whole effing package.
Nice.
So there's nothing he doesn't like about her.
What are you trying to say here?
What does he look like? Megan wants to know what he looks like.
Like Ted Kaczynski?
Yeah, he is the dude.
Like,
what do you mean the dude?
Well, like Ted Kaczynski?
From, what's the Big Lebowski?
So he looks like Kaczynski Unabomber.
Yeah.
He has the Unabomber look.
Like a younger Wiggy.
Can you turn the screen around,
please? A sexy younger Wiggy.
Sexy.
And Wiggy has a thing for you.
He likes certain outfits that I wear.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's him with Wiggy. Can we put that
on
the screen?
Without a beard.
Without a beard.
And younger.
There's a Pillsbury commercial.
Yeah.
EJ.
All right, so there he is. Yeah, why would you insult him?
No, I'm just saying those two look very happy.
Yeah.
Thanks, cover up.
Such bullshit.
AJ's getting a kick out of himself right now.
It's what I do.
Yeah, but you don't insult people. Why do you insult people?
His little... He has the post joke face on.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, yeah.
Oh, come on. That was funny.
Yeah.
I love you, man. Trust me.
We do, Tony.
No, he doesn't. Trust me.
Oh, he's moving to Alabama, though. All right. I guess I'm going.
Alabama. Pam's with you.
Does he want to come in and enjoy Pam for a day
right on
the air before he goes? So we'll make dreams come true on the Week in Review podcast.
Like your wish list.
You come in, hang out with Pam.
Right. You can have the monkey cage tour all by yourself.
Your Pam fetish.
I'll be in the other room.
Tony goes, AJ, I got your comment right here.
Hanging.
I bet
hanging.
You he does.
Yeah.
And it's for Pam now.
No, yeah. We don't.
All right, man.
Oh, AJ.
AJ's had enough. Yeah. Are you going to go see Mom this weekend?
I might.
Good. Oh, you might?
I might.
I thought you were going to Long Island.
I might. Oh, wow. Really? That fast?
Very
Jesus.
Quick.
Convenient. It's like, I have a Pam fetish. Oh, you want to come in? I'm leaving for Alabama Monday.
Bye-bye.
Alabama, you're going to love Alabama.
Yes, I have a Pam fetish, but not that much.
I was kind of jealous when Rachel said she had a stalker. I was like, that'd be kind of cool.
That guy in the bush is for you.
Oh, my God. Pam.
You know, I
got to tell you, I don't know how many years. It's been like 4 or 5 years. And, you know, sometimes she shocks me in... Because I think she can't say anything dumber than what she said.
Because it's just the biggest compliment ever to have a snow.
No, Pam. No. No.
No.
Like, you know what's her name on 30 Rock?
Just hit the
blonde
button.
Lady?
Just stop
just
this
kidding.
Right now.
I'm only kidding.
Goodbye, everybody.
They're just
bye.
Jokes.
Goodbye.
She's choking.
Have a nice weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm only kidding.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.